The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stateless and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices.
And welcome to the John Stadmiller Show here. And obviously, I am not John Stadmiller. I wish I had his voice. I love that music that comes into this show. This is my chance to hear the bump music on his show, and that's a really nice song. And it is time to take America back. We really do. It's been stolen from us by the money junkies over the last 100 years, step by step. We have been drawn back into exactly the same kind of banking system that we fought a revolution to be free of. A private central bank given the authority to create money out of thin air. It's called counterfeiting for you and I. To loan at interest. It almost destroyed the colonies and led to the revolution. They don't teach that anymore in the public schools. Not since 1913. Public schools teach the American Revolution was all about tea in Boston Harbor. Stamp Act. Impressment. And other abuses. All of which were issues. But if you go back and you read the writings of Ben Franklin and Thomas Jefferson, it's very clear what triggered the American Revolution was King George III's Currency Act that ordered Americans to conduct all of their business only using banknotes borrowed at interest from the Bank of England. And here we are back in exactly the same mess. All righty, so there's a lot of stuff going on right now. This is the Pope's first day in office, or in chapel, or whatever it is popes tend to do here. And I guess the media honeymoon is already over, because there are some very dark chapters in his career that are already starting to surface. And the general attitude seems to be, well, at least he wasn't a member of the Hitler Youth Corps when he was young. But there are some things that are definitely coming out. So we'll see what's going to happen. But behind all of the scandals about staying silent during the disappearance of so many citizens of his country at the hands of the government, and behind his predecessor's severe mishandling of the molestation scandal, there's the financial scandal, and the corporate media is definitely staying away from that. Remember back when the previous pope tendered his resignation, we were starting to see news that the Catholic Church has a second financial network operating independently and off the books of the Vatican Bank. Ever since all of these lawsuits have started against the church, the Catholic Church has been saying, we're poor. Well, look, we've only got this much money in the Vatican Bank. And it turns out they have a completely separate financial operation that was started with money they received from Mussolini in exchange for recognizing his regime in Italy. And that may represent the vast majority of the church's wealth. And I'm sure the lawyers are already drooling going after that. Going to take a break for some commercials. 800-313-9443. Join us on the air. We'll be right back.
While you were sleeping, they came and took it all away.
What do you need? You need Paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. Military 550 paracord, 550 tensile strength, military specifications, made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 links. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black paracord, 1,000 feet. Only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation. CampingSurvival.com. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of balance concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
And welcome back to the show here. And of course, a reminder, I am not John Stadtmiller. John is out taking care of what he needs to take care of. And you need to understand, John does not just do his radio show. He is the capo di tutti capi of Republic Broadcasting, and it takes a lot to keep this enterprise running. And so every once in a while, John has to step out to take care of the business. I know he'd rather be here, and I know you'd rather be listening to him than me anyway. But John is taking care of business to keep Republic Broadcasting on the air, to keep it going forward, to make sure that you are going to get the information that you need to make good decisions. Remember what Thomas Jefferson said. The highest duty of every American is to keep themselves fully informed so they can make good choices. The highest purpose of propaganda is to give you only that information that will lead you to decide of your own free will exactly what the propagandists want you to think. That's all mind control is, controlling the brain by controlling what it knows. So, and, apparently I'm being told John is on his way to Dallas, Texas, to do a live remote with Rob Gray of the American Open Currency Standard. And so that's going to be good. And as soon as that comes on the air, they're talking about barter, which is a legitimate form of commerce. Obviously, the government hates that because they can't tax barter. The bankers hate that because they can't charge interest on barter. But barter is a perfectly legitimate way of doing things. In fact, I was over at the gun store the other day buying ammunition. There was this very attractive lady standing next to me. And she said, you know, I believe in barter. You know, how would you feel about trading sex for some ammunition? And I said, well, how much ammunition have you got? Now, things are not doing very well over at the Carnival Cruise Lines. Only about a month after that disastrous situation where the ship lost all power and it had to be towed back for like 4 days to port, and it was just a miserable experience, they've had a repeat. The Carnival Dream, while docked in the Caribbean, suffered the loss of its generator. And without power, the water pumps won't work. The toilets stopped working. The faucets stopped working. It became very unbearable. For some reason, the passengers were not allowed to get off the ship because of customs and border and whatever else was going on. Carnival is now having to fly all the passengers home and deal with another ship. And it's a reminder that under the current economic situation, corners are being cut, maintenance is being deferred, inspections are being canceled. We saw that on the Deepwater Horizon. It was 4 years overdue for mandatory maintenance on the blowout preventer, which didn't work. We're seeing it in our roads, our bridges, our rail system. It's all starting to rot because the top priority is to keep the wealth flowing to those money junkies up there at the very, very top. So Carnival's having a hard time. Honda has had to recall thousands of their cars. Apparently, their new computerized control system, so the car will not go out of control, has a habit of applying the brakes when the driver is not expecting it. And I think we need to go back to cars that are simple, easy for the owners to repair. Engine, transmission, wheels. Steering wheel, gearbox, right to the road, so you can get that touch of the road back through the steering. Same thing with the brakes. I think we've gone way, way too far along this line of adding all these little computer systems that are designed to protect the driver from his own stupidity. Let's start encouraging smart drivers on that one. Up in Brooklyn, they're in their third night of riots after it was revealed that 16-year-old Kimani Gray was shot in the back. Now, the police shot and killed this kid, claiming the kid was presenting a threat to them that justified the use of lethal force. And now they're finding out that this kid was shot three times in the back, and there's rioting. Now we're hearing that the police have declared a frozen zone around the region where anybody entering in can be arrested, even if they are not committing a crime, not part of the riots, not part of anything, just somebody going down to the store for a loaf of bread in the wrong area, you will be arrested and locked up. And I think what the reason for the overreaction is understandable. The government understands they have pushed the American nation to the breaking point, and it's just going to take a spark to just have the entire United States stand up and start behaving like the people in Cairo did who kicked out Mubarak, or the people who are in Greece trying to kick out their banker government. And it's happening all over. We've seen the government is preparing for armed conflict with the American people. Washington, D.C. is getting a bunker mentality. They see themselves as already potentially at war with the 50 states, and they're arming and preparing for it. And my advice to everybody listening to this show, don't do it. Don't give them the excuse. Do not initiate violence against the government, because that's what they want. Then they could say, oh, national emergency, martial law, suspend the Constitution, give us your guns, your silver, your gold, your children for wars. So think Gandhi. Do not initiate violence against the government. But, and even Gandhi said this, be prepared to defend yourself when the government initiates violence against you. It's just common sense stuff. Common sense stuff here. Now, North Korea and South Korea are still sneering at each other. North Korea is threatening to attack a disputed island with South Korea. At least they've backed off from threatening to nuke Iceland. Very odd article came out in the New York Times claiming that North Korea cannot unilaterally end the ceasefire. with South Korea. And it doesn't really make any sense. Obviously, any party to a ceasefire can say ceasefire's over. I think the reason they're doing that, they're going to try and sell this idea that the ceasefire is still in place so that any overt action by North Korea can be demonized as a violation. They broke the ceasefire. Ooh, bad North Korea. But remember, all of this tension in Korea was provoked by U.S. sanctions against North Korea and this military exercise, huge naval exercise. U.S., Japan, and South Korea are exercising off the shores of North Korea. That's a very belligerent, provocative act. The money junkies are desperate for a war. That's how they get out of these messes. Ever stop to realize that before the creation of the Federal Reserve, there was no such thing as a world war? Now we're on the doorstep of big mistake number three. But this is what happens when you have a Ponzi scheme central bank. Every time it reaches the point of collapse, they get a war going. It's a three-step process. When you have a bank that is issuing all the public currency as a loan at interest, it works to get all of the consumers, citizens, into debt. When the consumers are so far in debt, they choose to stop borrowing. That's when the Keynesian economists come in and say, oh, the government has to start borrowing to keep the system going on behalf of the American people and without their permission, I might add. Then when it gets to the point where the people cannot or will not borrow anymore and the government cannot or will not borrow anymore, that's when the wars get started because wars plunge everybody further into debt to fight the war. Then after the war is over, further into debt to rebuild from the war. And when it's all over, ordinary people have kind of what they had before the war, except the graveyards are a lot larger. And everybody's back in debt to the bankers for another 100 years. War is the bankers' richest harvest. They don't even care which side wins or loses. That's why Brown Brothers Harriman out of New York was funding the rise of the Nazis. The bankers don't care that this war could easily destroy the United States of America. They don't care. It's all about debt. All wars are banker wars. And I wrote an article with that title. You might want to visit my website, whatreallyhappened.com, and look for that. And it's all about the money and the money junkieism. Crash of 1907, get out of it with World War I. Crash of 1929, get out of it with World War II. Crash of 2008, the U.S. has already invaded 10 countries on two continents. Technically, under U.S. military doctrine, it's already a world war. They're just trying to figure out a really big bang that'll wake everybody up and say, oh, yes, it's a world war. We must make more sacrifices to save the nation from the evil, whoever it is we're supposed to think is evil this time. So, North Korea, South Korea, rattling at each other. And, of course, the reason for that is very simple. The reason North Korea was being vilified and demonized over the last several years was too many people were standing up and saying, how come Americans, American boys, American girls, are being sent to wars on a list of Israel's enemies? So they quickly said, oh, North Korea's a problem. See, it's not just Israel's enemies. We're still in control here. North Korea's a problem. The agenda now is a little bit more serious. China's been talking about their gold-backed yuan as a replacement for the dollar in international trade and banking. And the U.S. Federal Reserve does not like that at all. So the goal there is to isolate China politically, financially, if necessary, start a war with them to protect the almighty dollar. A lot of countries are saying it's time to get out of that situation. All righty, we're coming up to the end of this segment, and I've been covering some stories that are repeated from my own show. When we come back, I'm going to sort of get into some science and health issues that may be of interest. And, of course, we're still waiting for John to join us on his live remote with Rob Gray of the American Open Currency Standard, talking about how bartering is going to be a way to move our society forward when the money junkies fall down, go boom. We'll be right back.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back to our show here, and we're getting into talking about some subjects here. Apparently, the Russians are going to join the European Union-led ExoMars expedition. They're going to go to Mars specifically to look for life. This is kind of a fuzzy issue because there are indications that the Viking missions back in 1976, that I had the great pleasure to work on, actually did detect indigenous life on Mars. And for various political reasons, NASA said, we're not really sure. We don't want to offend the voters, you know, who don't think life should be there and all the rest of that situation. All right, we got a caller on the line here. Alan in Ventura. Aloha, Alan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. It's good to hear from you again. You were speaking about the decision of the ceasefire agreement, the armistice agreement with North Korea.
Yes.
And how they can declare it, reinstituted. They can actually start firing again.
Well, basically, North Korea has already said the ceasefire is over because of the belligerent actions of the United States and South Korea and Japan. And the New York Times was trying to claim that North Korea can't really do that. They're trying to somehow create this idea the ceasefire is still legally in effect. But according to Francis Boyle, who's a professor of international law at the University of Illinois, that is absolutely untrue, that two parties to a ceasefire, any one of them can say, ceasefire is over, you're not keeping up to the terms or whatever, and hostilities can start.
Well, with that being said, I want to point out that if people do their history correctly, they'll find out that the Civil War was never ended. It was only initiated a truce or ceasefire.
And I seem to recall that the Confederacy pretty much surrendered and their government dissolved. And that I think that pretty much is an end to the Civil War.
Well, that may be true, but if you look at the Reconstruction Act under the Lieber Code, it will tell you an occupying army can institute a military form of government until a civil form of government can actually be reinstituted. So,
yeah,
in
but
my
those
opinion,
southern states, those southern states do have a civil government that was instituted right after the military government stepped down. In fact, there's a very colorful story regarding this Mississippi riverboat gambler named George Duvall, who lived through that whole period, and he had a Negro houseboy by the name of Pinckney Pinchback. Now, he was just a houseboy, was not an owned slave. But after the Reconstruction, Pinckney Pinchback got into the civil government, was one of the first blacks to do that, and he actually ran for the U.S. Congress.
Well, it doesn't mean that the military, you know, government can institute a form of government that resembles a civil government. That's why
okay,
we have.
Okay, well, Alan, the bottom line here is the government of North Korea is still in existence, as is the government of South Korea. So it's not really pertinent to the discussion.
Well, my point was basically that I think that the government of the United States may actually fall back on the fact that there is a ceasefire, and since the United States citizens are insurrecting, they have the right to come out here and, you know, drone us and use Humvees that are 15,000 pounds, you know.
Well, I think that they're going to do that for, you know, so-called domestic terrorism threat. They can't rely on this idea of the Confederacy still being in a ceasefire, because then such activities could only be possible within those Confederate states. And very obviously, the attitude in Washington, D.C. is they're preparing for war against the 50 states, all of them, even Hawaii out here.
Right. Well, martial law, I understand we're living under a form of soft martial law, and it's only going to ratchet up from here.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think you guys out there in Hawaii got a better shot at surviving it than we do.
That's why I'm here.
All right, Michael. Pleasure to talk to you again.
All right, thanks an awful lot here. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. I'm going to be here for another half hour, and I don't actually know who's taking over for John in hour number two, and perhaps Dan will be good enough to share that with me, and we'll let you know. Now, there is a big ta-da going on in the corporate media regarding the Higgs boson. Now, for those of you who have no idea what I'm talking about, this goes back to a theory of the creation of the universe called the Big Bang. And the Big Bang is very much favored among the religious segment of our population, which is a significant part. About 60-70% of America have some kind of a religion, and they all like to believe in creation. And the Big Bang theory fits in with their theology, that 6, 7, 14, 12, they keep changing the number, billion years ago, the gods or whatever, the flying spaghetti monster, sneezed and the universe came into being. And it was a very, very popular theory. And it came out of an astronomer by the name of Edwin Hubble discovering that the further objects are away in space, the greater their spectrum was redshifted, and it became a really useful yardstick to tell how far something is away from Earth. But Hubble himself did not say the universe was expanding. When we come back from these commercials, give you a little bit of history of astronomy and why the Higgs boson has become so contentious. We'll be right back.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
And welcome back to our show here. And we're talking about the headline news that's all over the corporate media that they found the Higgs boson. And a lot of people who are not physicists or astronomers. And I'm a big astronomy buff, if you haven't picked up on that yet. And they're scratching their head saying, what the Higgs boson? What's that all about? And it all goes back to the Big Bang Theory. Now, an astronomer named Edwin Hubble discovered, when you're looking out into the universe, the farther the object is, the more its spectrum is red-shifted. And it's a handy benchmark to say how far is whatever it is you're looking at. And that's all Edwin Hubble said. He didn't come to any conclusions about the redshift itself. It was a Catholic monk by the name of Georges Lemaître, who was also an astronomer. Vatican has its own observatory. The former pope is now hanging out there. And he said, well, obviously, the red shift means these galaxies are flying away from us. And if you run the clock backward, then obviously everything came out of a single point in time in the ancient past. We have scientifically proven there was a creation. Now, Lemaître was assuming that the Doppler, the redshift in the spectrum was from Doppler effect, relative velocity. we know that that is not a guarantee. There are other reasons why more distant objects will have their spectrum shifted to the red. Phenomenon like Rayleigh scattering. And the observed redshift in the sky turns out to be quantized. It's in discrete steps, which is inconsistent with the idea of universal expansion of the universe. But Lemaître was happy. He'd made his bosses at the church happy. He'd found the moment of creation. And all was well. And the Big Bang Theory settled in as the approved orthodox theory of the creation of the universe until this gentleman by the name of Albert Einstein came along and wrecked it all for everybody with the theory of general relativity, which introduced the concept of a black hole, an object whose gravity is so massive that nothing can escape, including light itself. And rather than go back and say we need to rethink this theory of the Big Bang and what the redshift in the sky means, the scientists all said, oh, we have to figure out a workaround why this moment of creation didn't have to follow the rules of physics until the universe was large enough where general relativity didn't apply any longer. And in a way, this whole scientific discussion is very reminiscent of something called epicycles. Back in the time of Galileo, the approved theory of the universe was the Earth was at center of everything, and all the planets and the sun and the moon and the stars revolved around the Earth because Earth was supreme in the universe and God sat up nights to admire it. And yet the observed motions of the planets in the sky didn't follow that model. So the scientists, rather than going back and challenging that primary assumption of an Earth-centered universe, came up with this very complicated theory called epicycles. And university professors were tenured on the study of epicycles to try and reconcile the observed facts with the approved theory of the universe. And ultimately, of course, it collapsed because of Galileo. And I think we're seeing a repeat of that right now, because as soon as general relativity was understood, the theory of the Big Bang should have been thrown away. There was no way that exploding point singularity could have escaped its own gravity field. It would have been literally the biggest black hole in the universe because it was the universe. But scientists didn't want to stand up to the approved theory, either then or now. And so this whole cosmology has been created to explain why the expanding universe out of that primordial egg didn't respond to gravity. And somebody came up with the theory, well, it didn't have mass to begin with. No mass, no gravity. No gravity, no black hole. Huzzah, huzzah. And so they created this theory that there were two kinds of proto-matter, if you will call it. There was matter that had dimension but no mass. And then there was a second type of matter that when mixed together would add the mass. That's what the Higgs boson is supposed to be. It's kind of like having two tubes of epoxy. And you mix the clear part with the blue part, and you mix it together, and it will harden into the epoxy. And so this whole cosmology trying to reconcile the Big Bang with general relativity is we have this one tube of matter that has dimension but no mass, and this other stuff, the Higgs boson, that has the mass needed to make normal matter. And after the universe was so many millions of years old to escape its gravity field, then the normal rules of physics suddenly magically started to apply. So they've been searching for this Higgs boson. The entire Large Hadron Collider at CERN was funded to search for, and they call it the God particle. And in that context, that Large Hadron Collider, and yes, it's producing useful science, but it's the modern incarnation of the pyramids, Stonehenge, the medieval cathedrals. It is the most amazing construction that can be built with the available technology to communicate with God. It's a religious edifice. And there have been a couple of false alarms. They've said, we found it, we found it, we found it, and then they have to back off. And even the articles today, looking at them, the one that came out of Yahoo.com, says buried way down after the huzzah, huzzah, we found it, says, even so, the scientists are not sure whether this Higgs boson is the one predicted by the standard model or perhaps might be one of the other bosons In other words, it's not confirmed. They don't know. It's not matching the predictions. And I love the one that came out of CBS News. The search is all but over for the subatomic particle that is a building block of the universe. That's a catchphrase. Search is all but over means please don't cut our funding now. But the reality is that they want to find this. Anything that even looks like it, they're going to say, huzzah, huzzah, we've proven the Big Bang. We've proven there's a moment of creation. We don't, you know, we get to go to heaven after we die. But, you know, it's kind of interesting, and I know we got a caller on the line. I'm going to get to him here in just a minute, but I want to finish up with this one point. Particle physicists like to joke that their research is like taking two mechanical clocks and smashing them together as hard as they can, and then trying to figure out what the clocks look like from the gears and springs that fly out. But if you smash those clocks together hard enough, individual teeth from the gears will break off and fly out as discrete objects, even though we know they were not discrete objects prior to the collision. So we have to start asking the question, whatever it is they've got spinning around that ring, at the Large Hadron Collider, is it something that is really a part of nature, or is it something they themselves created with the immense energies they're pouring into this system? If something pops out that looks like what they think the Higgs boson should be, there's no way to know whether it ever existed before that moment. Going to go to the phones here. Randy in Arkansas. Aloha, Randy. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, I'm Randy. I've just been watching a lot of videos. I guess a lot of it's on what really happened. But talking about World War II, it's some of those videos say that Hitler tried to make peace with the British at least a dozen times.
Well, yes, he did. He did not want to go to war with America. As a matter of fact, Roosevelt was trying to provoke him in the North Atlantic, and Hitler wouldn't bite. That's why Roosevelt had to go through that whole Pearl Harbor deception to get the war going. What set the stage for World War II was the banker boycott of Germany back in 1933.
Yes.
Because what happened when Hitler and the Nazis came to power, they threw out the private central bank that had been imposed on Germany by the Treaty of Versailles. And we all know at that point the inflation was so runaway, it was taking entire baskets of currency to buy a loaf of bread. People were using it as yes. toilet tissue. They were using it as wallpaper in their homes. It was completely, utterly worthless. And the Nazis instituted a state bank and a value-based currency. And it turned Germany's economy around so much, the world press was calling it the German miracle. And Hitler was Time Magazine's Man of the Year for this amazing economic revitalization of Germany, and it was industry was booming, people had jobs, things were really good there. But of course, the private central banks did not want that to happen.
But
there's
Mike,
a long.
Have you ever listened to Benjamin Friedman? Have you ever listened to his speech?
Can I stay on the topic here of why we got
yes.
into World War II? All right. If you go back and you look at the quotes by people like Winston Churchill, they say we must have war with Germany, because its economic power is unbeatable as long as they don't have a private central bank the way Great Britain at the time did and the U.S. has. And that was the real reason for the war. And so the banking cartels around the world orchestrated a boycott against Germany to try and destroy its economy, to force them back into a private central bank issuing the German currency as a loan at interest. And that was really what started all the hostility in Germany against the banking class and basically set the stage for World War II. And I wrote an article not too long ago called All Wars Are Banker Wars. You can get to it looking up at the little list of small articles at the top of whatreallyhappened.com. And it basically points out how every war this country has been in was sparked by the bankers. I'll give you another example. When the United States was founded, we fought a revolution to be free of private central banking. The bankers came in and they found enough corrupt members of the government to establish the first bank of the United States. And it had a 20-year charter. And at the end of that 20 years, it was obvious this bank was enriching itself and impoverishing the Americans. So Congress decided they were not going to renew the charter. This was in 1811. and the head of the Rothschild banking dynasties in Europe literally threatened the United States, if you do not renew this charter, you will be in a war. And Congress stood firm, did not renew the charter for the First Bank of the United States. The next year, the Rothschild banks went to the government of Great Britain and said, if you will invade and recolonize America, we will loan you the money to do it for just for virtually nothing, very little interest. And that's what sparked the War of 1812.
Yes,
and we need to go back and understand that all of these wars begin with private central banks trying to force themselves on the rest of the world. Look at what happened in Libya. Libya, you know, 2 years ago, Gaddafi was everybody's friend. He was a reformed terrorist. He was building these wonderful civil engineering works in Libya and doing really good for his people. And then all of a sudden he talks about a state central bank in Libya and a value-based currency, the gold dinar. And the rest of Africa said, oh, we want to trade with the gold dinar because it's much more stable and reliable than the U.S. Federal Reserve note. Next thing you know, invade Libya, kill Gaddafi, the gold for the gold dinar vanishes, and Libya has a brand new private central bank issuing the public currency as a loan at interest. That is the reason for all these modern wars. This clash of civilization they're talking about is a war between banking systems. And we're on the wrong side. We can look around our society and see what destruction this idea of issuing the public currency as a loan at interest has done to the American people and our American culture and our infrastructure. And yet our government is insisting on forcing the same banking system on the rest of the world at the point of a bayonet. America is hopelessly in debt from private central banking. Europe is hovering at the edge of a complete depression and crash because of private central banking. There is another way to run an economy. Our public schools won't teach that. But we need to go back to the economic system this nation started with. The government issues the currency, spends it into circulation to get what the government needs. It flows through commerce without accruing interest to a private bank. The government taxes it back at the same amount to balance the books at the end of the cycle. And it works wonderfully well for the American people. And every president who has stood up to these private central bankers gets shot at. Andrew Jackson made it the feature of his second term in office to shut down the Second Bank of the United States. And as soon as he succeeded, there was an assassination attempt on his life. It failed. Both guns failed to fire. Abraham Lincoln, when he needed to fund the Civil War, decided that the 30% interest the bankers wanted to charge him to fund the Civil War was way too much. In fact, he said, I'm not going to enslave the white people to the bankers to free the black people. So he invoked his presidential authority, had the Treasury issue his own currency, the greenback. And it worked so well that Lincoln announced he was going to continue it after the war was over. Then Lincoln was assassinated, the greenbacks were taken out of circulation, and America delivered back to the clutches of the private bankers. John F. Kennedy signed Executive Order 11110 that had the Treasury issue $4.5 billion, and back then that was a lot of money, in a new version of the silver certificate called the United States Note. 5 months after he signed that executive order, he was shot dead in Dealey Plaza, Dallas, Texas. The United States notes were taken out of circulation, and on the Warren Commission sat John J. McCloy, president of the Chase Manhattan Bank, president of the World Bank. And I don't care how good a banker he is, he's not qualified to investigate the murder of the president, which is what we're told the Warren Commission was supposed to be about. Behind every one of these wars, assassinations, coup d'etats, there is a private central bank trying to expand its dominion over the world. It's rule by debt, and it's no more legitimate a form of governance than rule by divine right or rule by chattel ownership of your body, meaning slavery.
So if Hitler wanted peace and he wanted economic security for his people, was he really that evil?
Well, of course he wasn't evil. History is written by the victors. History is a joke played by the victors on the vanquished in front of an audience that's afraid to laugh. The one thing Hitler would not do was accept a private central bank issuing the German currency as a loan at interest, because they'd already seen how bad that wasn't during the Weimar inflation period. And because Hitler would not accept a private central bank, all of the world's nations enslaved to private central banks were sent to war against him.
And when Germany, I mean, when Eisenhower starved over 1 million Germans after the war in open-air prisons. Wouldn't that be a war crime?
Yes, it would be, but we never get to see that in Hollywood films and TVs. And we never heard that in public school. You know, we're the good guys. They're the bad guys. You know, I remember when I was a kid in grammar school seeing these little film strips telling us that the Federal Reserve was the only way you could run a nation's economy and how good and wonderful it was. And they never taught us that our nation was started with a completely different system of currency generation, currency creation, and that we had, in fact, fought the American Revolution to be free of that exact same banking model. Anyway, I've got an article out there, All Wars Are Banker Wars. You could do a web search for it. It was picked up and copied everywhere. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with one more phone call after these words from our sponsors.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Another ragtag band declaring independence. Laid their bodies down on a bloody war.
And welcome back to our show here. And before I go to the phones here, I'm watching Senator Feinstein on TV in the middle of another gun grabber debate, pushing this complete disarmament of Americans. She, of course, here carries concealed. It's a double standard. We, the rulers, must have arms and protection and secret service, but you serfs, you can't have weapons. You might stand up and say no. Going to go to the phones here. Jerry in New Jersey. Aloha, Jerry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, man. How you doing? Can you hear me, Mike?
Yes, I can. You're
okay,
on the air.
Yeah. The computer hacking stuff that's going on around, I think it's just more or less people crying baby or being crybabies about the stuff.
I disagree. I think it's a propaganda campaign.
That's my point. The thing is, if people want to have information on a computer secure and safe, all they got to do is keep their computer offline, right?
Well, that's not the point here. The point is that we're seeing the government claim that our celebrities are being hacked by Al-Qaeda, by China, by Russia, all the bad guys. They're absolutely convinced that they are the enemies, and yet we have this scam going around of ransomware that will lock up your machine. It claims to be from the FBI and demands a ransom to unlock your machine. The FBI can't seem to find those guys, but they're absolutely sure it's Al-Qaeda and Iran and Russia and China hacking America's computer systems. What I think may be getting ready to happen is our financial system can't survive much longer, and I think at the point where it's really starting to come apart, our government is considering a plan to crash the financial system computers themselves and blame Iran, Russia, whoever for it, to get themselves off the hook for having mismanaged this country into a disaster. Because Wall Street gets to duck responsibility for all their fraud and corruption. The U.S. government ducks their responsibility for having repealed Glass-Steagall and refused to prosecute the fraudulent bankers. And gets them off the hook. It's no longer a financial crash from mismanagement and corruption. It's an act of war from those dastardly Iranians. and the rest of it. So I think that's what's really going on with all of this talk about hacking lately. Because if you really think about it, somebody hacks into a celebrity website and makes their personal details public, how does the hacker actually gain from that? They don't. It's something done to generate headlines, and that's all it can do. And that's why I think we need to be careful about a virtual 911, a faked false flag attack against the banking system to basically duck the responsibility for the coming crash by the government and Wall Street and dump the blame on the Iranians. Oh, those gosh darned Iranians, we were about to turn the economy around. Look how high the stock market is, and we have to go to war to punish them for destroying our nation's economy. Our nation's economy was destroyed by massive Wall Street fraud and the government's refusal to investigate or prosecute any of the fraudsters. We should have done what Iceland did. Iceland jailed their crooked bankers. They kicked out the government that helped the bankers loot the people. They wrote off all the debt that was created through fraud, and now Iceland is doing really well, which is why you don't hear much about Iceland anymore. All right, that's the end of my hour of the John Stadmiller Show. Some other host is going to come in and cover for him while he's down there getting ready to do his live feed from Dallas. I understand that's going to be tomorrow. So we're going to take a break here for station identification, and somebody will be right back.
Take America back. We must take America.